many big game hunts are already over, but the stories are still coming in. We're sharing a few stories around the campfire next on Western Life Radio. As we enter this month of Thanksgiving, Sportsman's Warehouse would like to say thanks to you. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale and now has stores across the nation. We love being your local outfitter and sharing in your success stories and outdoor adventures. Check us out on the web at sportsmanswarehouse.com. Sportsman's Warehouse, the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors.
Snowmobiling, be prepared. Keep your machine in top condition. Always carry a toolkit, first aid kit, emergency supplies, and spare parts. Always let someone know where you're going and when you'll be back. Use the buddy system and never snowmobile alone. This message is brought to you by Utah State Parks OHV Education.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us. TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Even though many big game hunts are already over, big stories are still being celebrated. Brant Taylor with Taylor Gunsmithing shares some tales around the campfire.
I took 2 weeks off mostly, and my daughter and I went elk hunting. We had a lot of good one-on-one time. That was just a privilege, and it was great fun. And the elk hunt wasn't productive as much as it usually is around the state, seemed like, but we were able to find some elk. Just didn't see any spike elk. We had spike elk tags and weren't able to find any of those. I ended up finding a big 6-point herd bull and saw him at 50 yards, took a picture, and he was chasing away a 5-point. He had 4-point, a 3-point, and a 2-point with him, but I couldn't see any spikes. Now, I didn't realize that a cow elk would bark. The herd cow was barking at me. I wondered for a while if there was a coyote in between us, but eventually I could see that she was barking at me. It sounded just like a dog. I actually got video of that elk barking. You can't really see the elk because they were through some quakies without leaves on them, but I've got the video with the audio of that elk barking at me. And then I found another herd that had a fairly nice 6-point herd bull, and he was chasing away a 5-point. He had a lot more cows with him.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.